Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
63011.
May I please have your first and last name?
Sharon Stover.
What was that last name?
S-T-O-V as in victory, E-R.
Stover?
Yes.
Give me just a moment. Okay, I've tried your zip code and also your phone number. Nothing has pulled up. How may I help you?
Well, I have a charge on my credit card bill for $7.95, and I'm wondering what it is and why it's on there. And this is the telephone number beside the charge.
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies. In order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account. Could the account be under someone else's name?
My husband's name is Ken, and I have a home telephone number.
Okay, is his last name Stover as well?
Uh-huh.
One second. And what was your first name?
Sharon.
And what day were you charged?
April 20th.
Okay, I don't see anything for April 20th under that last name. Do you have the last eight digits? I'm sorry, the first six digits and last four digits of the card number that was charged?
I can give you the last four digits. It is ending in 7333.
One moment. Okay, so I don't see anything here with the last four digits that is provided because a lot of people have the same last four digits for their card number, but nothing pulled up. The last thing that I can try is the email address.
all right, we have two. Mine is Sharon Stover.
It's Sharon, S-H-A, I'm sorry.
S-H-A-R-O-N. Stover at att.net. And my husband's
I have to try it one at a time. Give me just a moment. I have to pull it up underneath that email address.
You can.
Nothing pulled up underneath that email address. What is that other email address?
Oh, StoverKen at yahoo.com.
Making sure I spell Stover correctly, I have S as in Sam, T as in Tom, O as in Octopus, V as in Victor, E as in Echo, R as in Rooster, 10 at yahoo.com.
It's StoverKen. K-E-N.
Oh, not the number 10. Okay. One second. Okay, nothing pulled up there either. What I would advise you to do is contact your car company to see if they're able to provide you with a different phone number. What is the number that is next to that chart?
1-888-421-5220.
Okay, so being that we can't locate an account, I would advise you to contact that car company to see if they're able to assist you with that charge.
I did that last night because I couldn't get a hold of you. And they told me that they couldn't help me with that.
Okay, you'll have to call them back to let them know that the number that is provided on your bank statement is the incorrect phone number.
And then what?
I'm not sure, but I can't locate an account for you. I've tried your first and last name, your email address, your card information, your phone number, and also your zip code. And those are the only things that I can try to locate an account for you.
Okay. So call them back and tell them you can't locate us with, on this telephone number.
And locate you with your zip code, your card information, your phone number, your first and last name, or your email.
And you can't locate an account for us with using this phone number that I called. It says...
That is correct.
It says savebyday.com. That's what it says beside the phone number.
I wouldn't know what's on your bank statement because the merchant's name could be different from the service or the product. So I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Bye.